Attorneys for hundreds of accused traffic scofflaws will be out in court in San Diego today. They are challenging a city program that uses automatic cameras to photograph drivers who run red lights. Similar red light cameras are used in about 50 cities across the country. Supporters say they improve safety. Opponents complain they're little more than a money-making scheme backed by private industry. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
As a saleswoman, Jill Bucciarelli spends a lot of time in her car, and she gets her share of traffic tickets. But none has irritated Bucciarelli like the ticket she got in February, when an automatic camera snapped her picture, allegedly running a red light.
The sun was directly in my eyes. Didn't see that the light was not red. I started to proceed.
Suddenly, Bucciarelli says, she saw a flash of light from the automatic camera and realized with a sinking feeling she'd be getting a ticket in the mail.
It's $271 if you have no tickets on your record. If you have a ticket on your record, it goes up.
The camera that caught Bucciarelli is one of 19 installed around San Diego by a subsidiary of the defense contractor, Lockheed Martin, which makes $70 on every ticket. Underground sensors trigger the cameras whenever someone runs a red light. Once the film is developed, operators check the vehicle's license plate and mail the driver a citation. Thousands of tickets are sent out every month. Most drivers simply pay the fine. But Bucciarelli decided to fight. She hired attorney Colleen Cusack, who's made battling the cameras a personal crusade.
We should not elevate the credibility of a machine above the credibility of a motorist, which is what has actually happened. So the motorist is really in a tough situation, having to defend themselves. They're actually placed in a position of having to prove that they're innocent instead of requiring that the government prove that they're guilty.
Attorneys for the city were not available for comment, but in court papers they insist the main goal of the red light cameras is safety. Richard Redding of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety notes where cameras have been installed, the number of people running red lights typically drops by 40%.
Drivers don't want to get tickets. When cameras are in use, and drivers know cameras are in use, drivers begin to obey traffic laws almost overnight.
But San Diego's red light cameras came under fire a month ago when defense attorneys discovered that Lockheed Martin had moved some of the underground sensors without adjusting the cameras or notifying the city. San Diego ordered the cameras turned off until an independent audit is done. This week, a judge dismissed all pending tickets from the three intersections involved. Today, defense lawyers will ask a judge to outlaw the cameras altogether. They say it's illegal for the city to give police powers to Lockheed Martin. And they claim the intersections where cameras are posted were chosen not for their accident history, but for high traffic volumes and short yellow lights. Attorney Cusack argues that Lockheed is less concerned about safety than the money it makes on every ticket.
You don't see on their shareholder statement a goal in increasing public safety. You know, the shareholders are concerned with the bottom line increasing their profit.
San Diego defense lawyers are not the only ones to complain that red light cameras have become a big source of green for local governments. House Majority Leader Dick Armey issued a scathing report on the cameras in May, saying citizens' personal privacy is being undermined by what he calls Big Brother devices. Just this week, the District of Columbia announced plans to install new radar cameras to photograph suspected speeders. The district's contractor, Lockheed Martin, will collect $29 per ticket. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.